Yo, yo, ladies and gents, we're all here. You got Vlad, France, and the return of Dylan. Talk Battle Rap Podcast. Oh, man, it's going to be a good one. Strap up your seatbelts and get ready for this ride. Fellas, what's good?
Hey, what's good, Vlad? Glad to be back, man. 2020 getting a little shaken up with some crazy announcements. Glad to be here with France. How you doing, bro?
I'm excited, man. This has probably been the most excited I've been all year for a podcast because we have the announcement of URL. Champion broke the news yesterday. P went on Champion. They had their live. They broke the news of the Ultimate Madness tournament. And I'm just so excited. Vlad, didn't we just talk about Battle Rap needing a tournament like 5 days ago?
Man, in the previous episode, just go click back one episode and you'll get to hear us chopping it up about how we needed tournaments, how we needed judging, how we needed betting. Guess what? You got it all now.
Yeah, honestly, I'm so excited because it's like the up-and-coming guys, they could get lost in a sea of like performance after performance with debatables and people in their class and not really like have any accolades, and they need like a real standout moment or breakout performance on a special card for them to get a little bit of a buzz. At least now with this tournament, everybody's eyes are on it. You know, Surf talked about it, Av talked about it, everybody's making predictions. By the way, you can bet, so you know you got you know what I'm saying. You got people making their betting pools. A lot of our media peers already hit me up like, are you trying to get in the betting pool? So everybody's talking about it, and now these up and coming guys, they all get the opportunity to be like, you know what, I have something to cement next to my name if I win this whole thing, or even if I'm just a finalist.
Exactamundo, and it couldn't have come at a better time. Everyone's quarantined at the crib, can't do anything, can't go anywhere. You don't have any major events going down anymore. I don't know how these guys are going to pull this off. I don't know where they're doing this thing at, but they're going to do it. And once they do it, what are we going to have to watch? Nothing but the tournament. So,
Vlad,
great timing.
Can you please tell everybody listening, how much is the pool for the winner of the Ultimate Madness tournament?
Yo, it is 15,000. Wow. 15K. $15,000 for the winner of this tournament.
You're gonna bargain for that, brother. 16 MCs, 15,000.
Hey, man. They know how to work them numbers. Somebody back there.
Crazy. And now that we think about it, the winner has to win, you know, three battles.
Three or four?
Hey.
Five. First round.
Oh, four, actually.
Yeah, first round, second round.
And then the quarterfinal, semifinal. Yeah,
so this is almost...
So you got to win four battles, too. So, I mean, it's not going to be easy. So, I'm cool with it. You know, you see the same kind of thing on Chop. They do a thing where they do 10,000 per winner. And then they do like a tournament style, but it's 50,000. But it's the same amount, you know, essentially. So they think they're slick, you know, making it a bigger pop. But we see
it.
Somebody, Beasley was back there with the visor,
with the calculator, with the receipt paper.
Look, guys, we need to make this affordable, but yet make it look like it's a big pot. All right. I need 12 battles out of each MC. And
get
the winner gets 15K, okay? Get them to sign now. Don't wait. They're quarantined. They need the money, okay? Do it now. Now let me go watch this ARP.
And for everybody listening, we're just poking some fun. $15,000 is nothing to sneeze at. So don't nobody clip this. Nobody clip this and be like, oh, these guys are making fun. No, we're just.
Oh, you know what? Clip it, man. We can use the promo. Clip it, put it up there.
Hey, I mean, still, $15,000 is most likely more than they've been paid for battles, especially, one battle, and most of them being, you know, PGs or recent graduates, things like that.
Vlad, you're the old head. You're the old head. Give us some financial literacy. If you were a battle rapper and you won a 15K tournament, where are you spending that $15,000?
Oh, man. First of all, I'm going to pay myself from that. I'm taking at least 20% off top paying myself. I'm taking a third of that and just putting it to the side for the taxes. And then the rest of that joint, man, I'm putting it into some stocks. I'm, you know, paying down a little bit of credit card debt and whatnot. And then whatever is left over for you to have fun with that. But make it work for you, man. Because, yo, you can turn 15K into something nice if you got some education. You know what I mean? If you know how to work that money.
And 15K like, close to, like, almost, you can probably get, like, half of a mortgage payment for that, right? Like, a half a down payment for a crib somewhere, right?
Yo, listen, man, if you do a like a FHA loan, first-time joint, get 3.5% down, most of these cats ain't living in the big city. So if you're living in a small town somewhere like that, a house is like 80 grand or something. What, 10% of 80 is what, 8,000? So half of that is 4,000. You could take the friggin' 3,500 down and put it down on a house.
So there you guys go. We made fun of the 15,000, and now we also gave you some resources with it.
Facts, man. Don't go trying to put it back in the streets.
Don't respond to none of the battle rap girls. You're gonna win the tournament. Everybody's gonna DM you.
Hey, let's go out tonight. Drinks on you.
All the battle rap thoughts. You gotta. Hey, you gotta listen, deny them.
I know Iron Solomon and Thesaurus way back in the day. They had to jump off battle. They battled for $100 in the streets and they split it at the end. Don't go splitting no pot. You won that. Hey, you.
Facts, man. Facts. Don't go spending it on a bunch of Fendi shoes and Gucci belts and stuff that you ain't gonna be wearing next season either, man.
Would you buy a new car with this?
No, you should never buy a brand new car.
Yeah.
You should lease a car or buy one that's a couple years old. Let that depreciation value come
down. I'm aware. I just want you to give me some game, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, for sure, playboy. Now, to buy a brand new car, man, it's foolish. Like, it don't make no sense. No financial sense. I get why people do it. Don't get me wrong. You know, you for that flex, it's a good flex. But realistically.
All right, guys, let's get into this tournament. So I'm gonna give you guys the names of all the participants. We got 16 MCs. We constructed an LTBR tier list. And then after the tier list, we're going to talk about the first round. So. All the participants in this tournament, we have Squeako, Your Honor, Gunpowder Pat, Rubando, Jay the Nightwing, Real Sick, Kid Chaos, and Luke Castro. On the other side of the bracket, you have Fonz, Jay Kruger, Easy the Block Captain, Don Marino, Brooklyn Hands, Big Hand, Bad News, and Ace Amin.
Word.
16 Word. MCs, 4 rounds. I love when this entire concept was created because now we get to dive deep into the actual dialogue of the seeding, the brackets, and first and foremost, I want to say I'm very happy for a tournament. I'm happy for all the names in here. I did not like the seeding of this tournament, personally.
Yeah, that's probably my biggest downfall with looking at this was how many potential rematches just off the top that you can see that might happen. That could have been avoided by just moving somebody over to the other side and just flipping them with somebody else. But
absolutely. And some of these matches, some of the seeds, it's like putting a 1 and 2 like in the first round to play one another. And it's like, why are you doing this? And just moving one guy from one side of the bracket to the other side of the bracket, at least those rematches could happen in the finals instead of in the second round. Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, Jay the Nightwing and Real Sick battling in the first round and Fonz and Jay Kruger battling in the first round, that's a crime because all four of those guys are talented and there's a world where if you just change those guys' seedings, they're all final four, you know, they're in the final four.
Absolutely. We were talking a little bit earlier before we actually got on air. It's this simple. You move Your Honor and Jay Kruger, swap them out to the other side of the brackets, and you have Fonz versus Your Honor and Squeako versus Jay Kruger. Two battles that, you know, that would make sense, and you get to save two of the top, you know, seeded battlers for future rounds or even in the final. Like, I don't understand why they didn't just swap that over. And plus, you get rid of the chance of having Gunpowder Pat and Your Honor rematch one another in the second round. And we saw how that battle went down the first time. It was clearly in Gunpowder Pat's favor. So why have this go down in the second round potentially when all you have to do is just swap out the other guys?
Hey, I mean, it kind of doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, you got, you know, some people that, you know, you got Bad News and Don Marino on the same side and, you know, just, you know, things that kind of, you know, don't make sense. And then there's a lot of new cats in here that haven't seen each other and haven't seen a lot of these names that, you know, it would be very easy to just kind of mix it up and get something fresh and new that, you know, people would be willing to kind of go ahead and pay for and be more excited to see. But, you know, hopefully it plays out the way that they want it to in these rematches.
Yeah.
Facts. And I almost feel like the Brooklyn Hands and Big Hand was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I mean,
their names you know what, Vlad? I'm like, going to be completely honest with you. It's a travesty that one of those guys have to advance.
Hey, I mean, there are people that could have been filling a spot, such as one person who's been pretty vocal about it, Cuban. I think he could have been maybe on this tournament, but yeah, I don't know. I think they've had their chances already. They've had their chances and they've come and gone. And it's like, how many times are we gonna, you know, we don't see like Prep and Wavy on here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's not.
Big Hand's the only guy I would swap out here, and I agree. Like if I would have swapped Big Hand for anybody, I would like Cuban maybe to get a spot. There's a couple other names I wouldn't mind seeing get a spot here as well, but. Truth of the matter is, I really hate that first round match because neither of those two guys, in my opinion, are essentially good enough to make it to the second round. But they're gonna make one of them are gonna make it to the second round.
And then you know, and they're gonna face, and one of them is gonna face Bad News or Ace Amin.
All it takes is a little hiccup, and before you know it, one of those guys is in the final four with no business being in there. You guys know when, like, in the NBA, sometimes there's certain seedings, somebody make it to the conference finals, and then when they get to the conference finals, you're like, all right, they had no business being there. Like, Portland last year got swept in the conference finals. A few years back when Memphis beat OKC and they played the Spurs, they got their ass swept. I'm like, what's happening? Yep. You guys weren't supposed to be here.
I don't know, man.
All right, so look, we made a tier list.
But
we made a tier
list. It is what it is, though.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have fun debating this tier list. Because as you guys know, you know, we all argue it out. Some guys pick this guy. Some guys pick that guy. But ultimately, we are a crew, and we have to present one list to you guys. Don't mean that we all agreed on the seating here. So you guys are going to get to hear how we got to
this point.
All right, so
there's five categories in the tiers, right? There's the favorites. There's the strong contenders. These are guys that obviously most people would probably pick to make the Final Four. These are people in the Final Four bubble. You'll see these guys' names get mentioned in the Final Four, and they have a pretty interesting path to get there. So it's not unlikely you can rule them out, but they might not be locks, right? Then you have the guys that are long shots, but not hopeless. These are people that, because of their seeding and style, you're not sure if they could win three rounds, but anything can happen. And then you have the dark horse, who are just people that you instantly believe are going to get eliminated in the first two rounds. And you would be shocked if they made a conference final here. You'd be shocked if they made the Final Four. Should we start from the top, gentlemen? All right.
Let's go, player.
The favorites to win Ultimate Madness. We have Don Marino and Real Sick as the favorites. Do you guys agree?
I agree. I think we could have added maybe another name to that to kind of balance out the seating, because I don't know if there's somebody in the same. I feel like there's some at least one more person in the same caliber as them that is just as good.
Yeah, personally, I was pushing for, it sounds crazy now, but obviously we got to see the tournament go down. I like Real Sick and Fonz, man, personally. You know, I feel like Fonz is a guy who's been super slept on, but his skill set is really, really, really good. And this style of just punching, getting straight to the point, having the judges appreciate what you're doing. I feel like it's a dope ass style for this particular tournament. And I feel like he's hungry and has something to prove. He's been on the Bourne Legacies, but he ain't been getting them looks, man. This is a good chance to make something happen, man. And 15K in Cleveland goes a long way, brother. Get him a duplex. So that joint.
Don Marino starts off the tournament with Easy the Block Captain, which honestly could be a debatable match. But then after that, he gets Fonz or Jay Kruger, the winner between that. And anybody on the other side of the bracket between Big Hand, Brooklyn Hand, Bad News, and Ace Amin is probably going to favor Don. Don has the best resume out of every battler here. He's polishing up his delivery. If the rounds are shorter, I think that favors him a lot. Yeah, I think that's going to favor him because we have seen him have really good performances against like a Geechee, a Will, a Pass. But he has really long rounds because he overwrites to try to compensate and beat these guys that are a tier above him. Now he's facing people that's kind of like in his realm. You notice Don doesn't really lose a lot to the people that's kind of in his bubble. Besides the swamp battle, I guess, but I don't know, man. I think, honestly, when you look at just, like, skill, resume, who's behind them, the backing, obviously NWX, too. You have NWX people that won tournaments, T-Top, DNA. That's somebody great to have in your corner. This might be Don Marino's tournament to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Real Sick getting a lot of love from the media. Are we overrating Real Sick? Is that a valid question?
No, I mean I have penny stock in Real Sick, as y'all know. Jay the Nightwing also, so that match is a nightmare for me. Honestly, I've already flip flopped on it. I've literally already flip flopped on who I had winning it, and I think whoever wins that match for me is going to be one of my favorites. But I also really like, you know, that Real Sick's getting some recognition on social media. I think that's pretty dope. Because he's been pretty consistent in all the battles I've watched of his. You know, his last five battles have been really high quality, memorable moments, three complete rounds, debatable if not wins, no clear losses. So he's been on a roll, and I think that kind of style favors in a tournament, you know, being that consistent and being used to, you know, different calibers of opponents and different styles like that. He'll be able to adjust to whoever he's facing, and I like him as a favorite a lot. So, you know, that's just me. You know, Jay the Nightwing, I've been capping for him, but his resume doesn't hold up, you know, as far as his track record. But he looks to be turning that around. So I think whoever wins that match for me is.
So obviously there was a little conflict, right? We're going to move on to the next tier. We got strong candidates. Strong contenders. So all these candidates here can easily be somebody that you would pick to win. Ace Amin, Kid Chaos, and Bad News. Bad News, alongside Don Marino, has probably the best resume out this entire tournament. Yet we edge Real Sick above Bad News, stylistically and lyrically. What do you guys think of Ace Amin, Kid Chaos, and Bad News being strong contenders to win this?
I love Kid Chaos. He's actually become one of my favorites. And, you know, I like the fact that, you know, he's up there on our list. Ace Amin is a fan favorite, so I mean I can see why he's up there.
Is there any concern for Ace? But again, I think
the same concern we have for Jay is, you know, their track record doesn't hold up as far as, you know, choking and everything else. So, you know, as long as they're content with coming with three rounds and that's, you know, a priority, which Jay has already said that, so I commend him for that. We'll see how it holds up. Ace, I hope he looks to change that. You know, I mean that's what he seems like he wants to do, but we'll see. I like the way that it is right now. Bad News is consistent. He's got, you know, Cave Gang. So.
Glad.
My concern for Ace is the concern that his supporters have for him, and that is to complete the objective and complete three full rounds. He put out a tweet saying, real question, what should I be concerned about when battling Bad News? A lot of people were like, oh, you know, the haymaker, look out for the haymaker. He may not be as consistent, but he's got good delivery. Oh, but the other half of the people were just like, complete your three rounds. Don't choke. Bring your three rounds. Don't choke. Don't choke. And when you're a rapper and you have to see that consistently, not from trolls, but for people who genuinely have love for you, like, that's your biggest concern at that point, and you have to bring it home, and you have to do that.
Can you trust Ace Amin for 12? Can you trust him for 12 rounds?
I can't trust him for 12 rounds. The data proves otherwise.
Nah.
And in this kind of tournament, one round can cost you one round. You know what I'm saying? You may not be able to make it out of that round.
So, so him being a strong contender, is it too high for him?
Listen, he's a favorite because of his visibility, his ability to you know,
star interact power.
With the fans.
I think the seeding.
But when you come down to the nitty gritty, of this thing, though, looks a little different.
But when you look at it, I mean, his lyricism, when he's on one, it's crazy. And you know what? People said the same thing about Twerk. People say the same thing, you know, about, you know, other people who are known for stumbling and whatever. If you can win your battles or make them debatable, if you're memorable, I mean, that's what he was kind of edging on Twitter, was that, yeah, but he's bringing all these rounds of shit that people forget, and I'm, you know, remembers. All right, well, you still can lose that round. And then if you lose one round, you're giving one away. You can't afford that in this kind of tournament against somebody like Bad News. Can't be giving away anything. You
give one away and one is debatable.
And then they're going to, you know, and you've already made yourself look bad before. They're going to edge that debatable to him and just off default. You know what I mean? So why even risk it?
Yeah, so there is a concern with Ace in 12 rounds, but I still think he's a strong contender. But mainly because of seeding. And Kid Chaos is a strong contender as well, because I feel like Kid Chaos and Bad News and Ace Amin, if they all get out the first round, matter of fact, if they all get out the second round, you can see them being finalists, all three of those guys, right? Mm-hmm. So the next tier we have in the final four bubble. So these are all guys that if they made the final four, I'm not shocked. They all have a little bit of a difficult path to get there, so it's less likely for them to probably be there. Fonz, Jay Kruger, Jada Nightwing, and Squeako. Any thoughts?
Not mad at that. Yeah, and for me personally, this is going to sound like I'm harping on Ace, but I would have replaced Ace at Jay Kruger simply because I just feel like style-wise, stylistically, it's a better style for a tournament that Jay Kruger has. His punches are crazy. Not only are the punches crazy, the setups before the punches are crazier. And they're like unorthodox, unique punches. Like, listen, we watch tons of battle rap. And he said some unique stuff that I haven't heard before. You know, when you can do that consistently, makes me raise an eyebrow, man, and it puts you in that position to where you're just a little sharper, you're just a little better, and on top of that, he delivers every round. I haven't seen him choke yet. He always puts on a dope-ass performance. Jay the Nightwing, you know, I have the concern with him. Can he get through all three of his rounds? And Squeako being on the bubble, I'm not mad at, you know? Like, I think that's just right where he should be at. So I'd swap out Ace for Jay Kruger, and, you know, I already had Fonz, you know, up there as one of my favorites, but that's how I swap it out.
You saying that, right? Swapping out Ace for either Jay Kruger or Fonz. I would agree style-wise, like their style is better suited for this, because if you can land haymakers effectively and efficiently, like it's going to definitely be in your favor to get a judge decision on the spot as opposed to winning later on cam. Like Ace is definitely somebody that like would translate better later. But if Ace gets through Bad News and he has to face the winner of Big Hand or Brooklyn Hand, like I think he can handle that. So if he gets out the first round, I'm pretty sure you can lock him in for the for final four, as opposed to Jay Kruger or Fonz. They have to get through each other, and that's no easy assignment. Then any of those two guys might have to see Don Marino, which should be equipped to win this entire tournament. So they both have hard assignments in their hand. That's the only reason why they're in the bubble, as opposed to Ace having a better chance. Just Ace just got lucky with the seeding. He got home court advantage in that aspect.
Chef Boyardee hit him up with some of that home cooking, man.
I mean, to a degree, right? I mean
I mean, no pun intended, right? All
right. You know what, too, man?
I think about this. I think about Kid Chaos's style, and he's dope. He's a good writer. But I feel like he overwrites. And I'm like, if you're overwriting in 3-minute battles, how are you going to switch that up now all of a sudden to get to the point in 2-minute battles? You know, so that's my concern for him in that stylistically. It's like he's going to have to adjust his style to get to the point in 2 minutes as opposed to stretching it out and overwriting throughout this entire time frame.
Yeah, he definitely has a big challenge style-wise and bracket-wise. But we'll get to, we're divulging. Let's talk about the tier list.
I got you, player.
Let's talk about the tier list before we get into the first rounds. The guys that have a long shot, but they're not hopeless. Easy to Block Captain, Your Honor, and Rubando. I'm not confident that all these guys can win 2 rounds in this tournament, but, you know, they all have the opportunity of their opponent just not meeting their expectations, you know?
And, friends, I felt like you were being disrespectful to my fellow Brooklynite by not at least having Gunpowder pitted at in the long shot section. He's already killed Your Honor. Your Honor had 1 round in that battle. Your Honor had 1 round in another battle, and Your Honor choked in another battle. Meanwhile, Gunpowder Pat has been delivering solid performances, yet you do not have him in the long shot tier. And I feel like it's a little disrespectful, brother.
The people, man, the people, they love Your Honor. And I'm not going to lie to you, Vlad. I'm a Gunpowder Pat fan over Your Honor. But I feel like both those guys have the right style and formula to probably get through a round, but I'm not confident it wins them 2 rounds. And the only difference is Your Honor is facing Squeako, where it's like, you know, he has to deal with that slick talk, that real talk, I won't say more difficult, but it's a style clash compared to what he's doing. He's battled people already that like are haymaker heavy, and he can kind of deal with that clash as opposed to Gunpowder Pat dealing with somebody like Rubando, who is going to try to bomb on him. And I'm not sure if the jokes can weave out of all those haymakers that Rubando's going to throw.
But I don't think Gunpowder Pat is all jokes. I think he's a mixed bag of everything. I think people just look at the jokes. With Your Honor, honestly, if we're keeping it real, it's my shoes fit better, my hat look better, my clothes look better, my shoes look better. And the Bleacher Report going over 1 million views. Now everybody's like, yo, I fucks with Your Honor. Yo, I fucks with Your Honor. But nah, you fucks with the moment. That's what you fucks with. You know, and then you got to look at complete rappers versus just moments, because this is a judged battle. This ain't just, oh, who bombed in that one, you know, section that I really like that I'll go back to and play. Not this entire battles, man, and skill sets.
You make fair cases, Vlad. Everything you said so far is making me want to disagree with everything that's on this list. I'm not going to lie to you.
Why? Okay, quick question. Why do we have Easy to Block Captain where he's at? Dillon.
Easy skilled. Easy's definitely skilled.
I mean, Easy has definitely put in a lot of work. You know, he's got a pretty solid resume also, a little bit more than some of these younger guys. I just think he doesn't have that explosion factor. He doesn't really have that the factor to kind of, you know, branch out to the masses as a fan favorite. He hasn't done that yet. Could he do it in this tournament with all eyes on him? Of course he could. But I don't think that he's done that in the opportunities he's had that have put him in the position that, you know, some people look at as that star power. That's no disrespect to him. Like I said, he could easily come out here and he washes the favorite in, you know, the first round, and now all eyes are on him, and, you know, he could turn around, you know, everything that I just said. So, I mean, that's just our, you know, well, my personal analysis to this point is just, I'm looking for that it factor, that star power, that boost, and it's just, I'm not super excited about it.
I can't envision Don Marino exiting the first round, somebody who is as experienced and polished as he is. Well, I mean, he's becoming polished, but as far as experience, he has an edge over Easy. And then if Easy does somehow get past Don, And he's got two guys that can punch harder than him right afterwards. Yeah. So it's a long shot for Easy. Yeah. I don't know, man. Your Honor can pull something slick out his bag, man. And if you at least have Your Honor for a very short time limit, it could be more dangerous. And Squeako is going to talk that shit, but somebody might prefer Your Honor's personality and presence and humor over Squeako's, you know, gutter presence. Talk. Yeah.
Your Honor has come with 3 rounds. Never! So that's all I'm saying. Meanwhile, Squeako is the OG who got 2 sisters pregnant and is able to break that story down on the stage and tell you about all that hood shit.
Virginia, but they
won't be ready. You know, like he's primed. He's ready to go, dog. Like he's ready to show people what this is all about. This is about consistency and delivery.
Yeah. So what you're saying is Squeako will be harder to beat than Rubando should be.
Oh yeah, yeah. Squeako's a Rubando. I think for sure. Rubando is young. He's got punches, but I feel like they're still just a little premature. Like he hasn't put it all together yet. I mean, the kid's still, I think, a teenager, actually. I think he's like 19, maybe 18 or whatever the case is. Like he's not even fully a grown man yet to where he's mastered his style. So absolutely, man.
The dark horses. Gunpowder Pat, Brooklyn Hands, Big Hand, and Lou Castro. Unfortunately, with 2 of our dark horses, one of them are going to advance, right? So they're not so brittle to like both lose in the first round.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna just say it, man. I don't like this matchup at all, man. At all. I'm not excited. I don't expect either one of them to go beyond this battle. And if you switch them with anybody, and I honestly have thought about that. If you switch them with anybody, they are instantly not favorites to advance, both of them. So it's kind of confusing to me that they've had chances after being, you know, in this spot for so long. Like it's either graduate or let it go. You know what I mean? And I just don't understand this. They're going to need to pull a miracle out if they're going to advance beyond the quarterfinals.
I'm really interested to see what kind of tournament we're looking at. Like, are people want to hear punches more than just like that personality? You know what I'm saying? Are people looking just for something to react towards more than, I guess, like, I don't want to say originality because all these guys are original, but but you know what I'm saying, Vlad? Like, you know, there's going to be some guys that are just going to give you that haymaker versus some guys you're just going to appreciate the way they deliver their content. And so that's why I'm kind of like, damn, Gunpowder Pat is somebody that has so many things that can negate somebody, but I'm not confident that Rubando won't just give people that content that has people like, all right, this is what I remember last. This is what hit me the most. So that's why I think he has a really tough time getting out the first round.
Well, that's just the beauty of this, because I think it's all about who's just more on at that point. Who's better at doing what they do when it's time to battle? Because you can prefer this, you can prefer that, but it's just all about who's able to deliver their content better, whether it's punches, whether it's real talk, whether it's just straight up griminess. You just have to be better than your opponent at that time. So that's all that it comes down to.
Yeah, when people say, you know, why do we compare battle rap to sports? You know, battle rap is very similar, and especially in a tournament that we've seen previously. If you're hot going into the tournament and you keep that momentum going, like that can skate you through, you know, levels. So, you know, I think just, you know, keeping that in mind, this is like any other sport that if you catch fire and you're hot coming into the tournament in the bracket, it, you know, it doesn't matter who's in front of you if you're on one.
Yeah, also keeping in mind, too, that the way this tournament is planned out is that they want to preferably do the tournament every 30 days, but they're not opposed to doing it every 15 days. But looking at what's going on outside now, people being quarantined and how tough it is to move around, it's probably going to be every 30 days if they do it. And some guys are just more equipped to write more frequently than others, too. You know, so that is going to come into play when it's time to move on from bracket to bracket also. And France, Lou Castro, man, he commented on the list. He was like, man, these cats think I'm ass cheeks. Like, all right, we'll see. And you know what? I appreciated that because he understands, like, listen, people are going to make lists. People are going to figure things out. People are going to put me here, put me there, whatever. But it's up to me to prove people wrong. And he didn't get mad. He didn't, like, throw a tantrum or anything like that. He's just like, all right, I'll show y'all. And I definitely appreciated that, man. Shout out Lou Castro for that.
Yeah, I'm actually a big Lou Castro fan, but I fell off with the kind of, you know, his inactivity. I didn't see him as much. And then, you know,
that. Well, his shoes didn't fit better. His clothes wasn't better. His hat ain't fit him better.
You see, but that's what I'm saying, Vlad. Look, Lou Castro is somebody that can bomb on you more, right? He can bomb all day. He probably won those first two rounds. Yoronda does a round like that, and then that's kind of like the last thing you're thinking about.
Oh, so you would give Yoronda that battle if this was to be a tournament?
I wouldn't, but if you watch that only one time and you don't, without getting a chance to rewatch it, and you're captivated by the moment, I'm not confident that the judges aren't swayed by a third round knockout.
Then you don't need to be a judge.
I'm not a judge. I'm just saying what could happen.
Oh, man, if those judges were to watch that entire battle and go, his shoes fit him better, so I have him winning because of that. Take them off the judging panel immediately.
I'm not talking so much content. I'm talking momentum, Vlad. If you're watching something and somebody has a third round knockout, and that's the only time you get to see, and you have to make a decision, you're probably going to lean towards the knockout.
But to me, that wasn't a knockout. That was a nice flurry.
But the momentum of it in the spot might be perceived as one. You get what I mean?
Ugh. I get what you mean.
All right, but we're prolonging this. We've gone too far. We're behind pace here. Let's get through the first round battles, and let's talk about all of the matches in the first round. How do you think we're going to go through them? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Are we about to do like a consensus bracket, or are we just doing
let's all talk about our first round matchups and how we see it going, and then we'll go from there. Just the first round, though. So, Squeako and Yoronda.
Squeako!
Squeako!
I think we're all in agreement that Squeako advances.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is there a world where Yoronda could just upset Squeako?
I mean, if he has multiple of those flurries per round, like, but how confident are we could do that? I'm not.
Believe it or not, I've seen a lot of people saying this is one of their matches they look really much forward to.
I'm looking forward to it more than a couple of these matches, I'll say, to be honest. I don't mind it. It's going to be interesting.
To keep it funky, the round where Yoronda usually delivers in, I really rock with it. Like, he had a round versus Bill Collector that was fire. Like, I see his potential. He had his first round versus Gunpowder Pat, fire. I see the potential. I see where he can go with the material. So can he beat Squeako? Yeah, if he puts three of those rounds together. I just haven't seen it yet. I've never seen it. So it's hard for me, if I'm betting on this, it's hard for me to bet against Squeako in this battle. But Yoronda has the capability. He just has to put three of them things together.
I agree with you. I'm definitely leaning more towards Squeako than Yoronda. That's where I'm at with it as well. Gunpowder Pat and Rubando, where you guys at?
I mean, I've flip-flopped on this battle a couple times. I'm leaning towards Rubando. I think this is going to be actually one of the closer battles. I don't know if people are going to be looking forward to it as much, but I think it's a sleeper battle that's actually going to be pretty entertaining. But yeah, I'm going to go with Rubando with the edge.
I'm rolling with Gunpowder Pat. Experience, overall qualities, delivery, poise. I'm rolling with Gunpowder.
See, Vlad, you know I'm a way bigger Gunpowder fan than Rubando. So, like, I just want to put it out there that I'm not trying to be biased with any of these picks. And I would love to say, yo, I think Gunpowder Pat's going to advance. I agree with you. Squeako is a harder opponent than Rubando. But I feel like Yoronda has at least a puncher's chance, a fighting chance with a Squeako. Where, like, somebody might not be able to get the translation of Squeako to them. You know, that can happen. Because, I mean, Squeako's been on the scene for a long time. And it's really, as of recently, that he's popped. And we're like, oh, this guy's fucking amazing. But Gunpowder Pat, he's becoming an acquired taste for some. And I feel like there's a lot of people that are just waiting for Rubando to emerge. I feel like this is a very difficult matchup for him.
I don't know, bro. I got my bread on gunpowder. GPP.
Ooh, girl, you know. The first round matchup that all of us are upset about, the entire world is upset about. Real Sick versus
who put
Real this Sick together? Versus Jay the Nightwing.
Fuck.
Then we gotta start with Dylan, man.
All right. I am on wax on paper on Twitter. capping for both of these gentlemen. Jay the Nightwing, I've been fighting. I'm like, man, see through the chokes, y'all. Just see through the chokes. It's there. The star power, the potential is there. Real Sick. You know, I critiqued one of his, you know, early battles on iBattle, and I watched every battle since and every battle previous. He's fire. Both of them are powerhouses. They're punchers. They have presence. They have this, you know, certain kind of swag to them. I'm edging Real Sick. And I think he's built the way that he raps. He's used to shorter time limits via iBattle. I think he's, you know, built to be in a tournament. The way that he can condense his material to the best 2 minutes, I think, is better than Jay the Nightwing, who actually has like a slower delivery and more pauses. That might come to hurt him. And I flip-flopped on this battle many times. I actually, you know, am going to probably beat myself up about it eventually, but I'm going to go with Real Sick.
Dylan, I concur with you, brother, man, for all the reasons that you just laid out. And Real Sick has just been real consistent, and that's just hard to beat. He's got worldwide experience. You know, he's been around the globe and back home, always putting on. And I just see this as an opportunity for him to just elevate. Jay the Nightwing's got a, man, he's got so much potential, but he just has to put it all together and get out of his own way, you know? So I'm rolling with Real Sick on this one.
Yeah. Lyrically, this is supposed to be one of the ones. It'd probably be the best matchup of the first round, and I hate that it's like this. I don't know if you guys remember 2015 when Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather fought. We had that amazing Clippers and Spurs series that went to 7 games. That was a classic. And I remember when that series ended, Doc Rivers and Popovich hugged each other, and it was like, damn, this is just the first round? You know?
Right. It should have been a conference final.
So it's like, that's kind of why, at the same time, Kid Chaos is a strong contender, because although facing any of those two guys is really difficult, I wouldn't be surprised if they're worn out from facing each other. You know what I mean?
Facts.
you ain't lying.
And
But you get 30 days to replenish yourself, yeah, man, to refill those reservoirs.
Yeah, you do. But, you know, you might empty the clip out too soon. You might empty the clip out too soon because you have a harder assignment to get by in the beginning, you know. Jay the Nightwing, I could definitely see him advancing past Real Sick. Like, if he has one of those performances where he's flawless and he's on, yes. But at the same time, he's so long-winded and slow-paced that I'm a little concerned if he can stick to the time limits. And I can't trust him for 12 rounds. That's me personally. So I'm also going
to agree. But we're only doing the first round, so that's all that matters. I just think Real Sick, he just bombs on you and just gets to the point. And his pace and his delivery is just primed to just give you more quality material within the time frame than Jay the Nightwing does. Jay the Nightwing would have to have amazing haymakers and moments, because Real Sick is just gonna be bomb after bomb after his, bomb after bomb, and more fast paced than Jay. So Jay's gonna have to.
One of his biggest attributes is actually being able to counter right his opponent, and I think he's very good at understanding what his opponent's gonna think or feel or say. And against Jay the Nightwing, he can kind of anticipate what is going to be said, and he's really, really good at that, and angling as well. I just think he's got everything.
Bruh, if he angles him with some kind of choke, performance anxiety, not being able to deliver angle, and just drives it home, he could bury your boy. You feel me? She could get ugly for your boy.
It might get ugly, but again, whoever made this matchup in the first round, shame on you.
Kid Chaos and Lou Castro to end the left side of the bracket. It feels like Lou Castro is not getting enough love. He definitely Intuitively, he can outsmart Kid Chaos. I feel like also he has the right backing in the...
Ooh, I don't like that. I don't like that wording at all. I think Kid Chaos is a very intelligent battler.
No. Of course, he's an intelligent person, but I'm saying as far as the ring, like...
No, battler. I think he's good at... I think he's good at writing and kind of counter, you know, counter-angling and just kind of creating a way to win. But Luke Castro, Luke Castro is also really consistent.
I'm making the case.
I'm not downing.
Yeah, I'm making the case for Luke because I'm sure I think we're all gonna vote for Kid Chaos here to leave the first round. I would assume, but. I think all the attributes on paper. If you write down like as a battler, like lyrics, delivery, this and that,
and a flow, all, that's
everything. Cold. You might have more categories favoring Chaos than Lou. Vlad, you feel different.
I do. I've been critical of Chaos. The pen is definitely there, but I feel like the overriding factor, taking a while to get to the point, having to do that within 2 minutes, might be a detriment for my man, and he's gonna have to find a way to adjust his whole style. Whereas I feel like, and I haven't been the biggest Luke Castro fan, but if I'm gonna go, who I'm gonna go with, I think I'm gonna roll with Luke Castro on this one, player.
Man, that partnership with Blue Cocaine, she gonna have him on his game. He cannot lose. He is gonna be on one. She has got him at home working on his craft right now.
This might
he gonna come to the battle with some weak legs. This might sound odd
because we can't measure motivation. But doesn't it just feel like Chaos is hungrier right now than Lou?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's been talking spicy.
And the Chaotics, they definitely got his back, boy. Like, you see the Twitter polls, like, they got him winning this thing all out. So I'm like, salute to him. His internet presence is crazy. His ability to talk trash is crazy, get under people's skin is... France, you know, I love the way he gets at JC every time he gets a chance to. Like, I love it. So his motivation factor is super high. I'm just concerned about him being able to edit down his material. But he could totally prove me wrong, though. This is one of these battles where whoever wins, I won't be surprised.
Let me,
if someone wins, I have it 51-49. It's not like I have the other battles, I have clear winners. This one, I don't really have a clear winner like that. You know what I mean? But
counter your point about the editing down of the overwriting. I guess that's a trait that he has to fix regardless, right? Like, for him to level up, he has to fix that, period. Right? So, I mean, technically, this is where you figure out how to fix that, Vlad. So, this might be the setting where he goes, all right, I've heard all my criticism. This is where I get to finally execute and level up.
You know, France, you could totally be right, because his boo thing, Blue thing, she went from a freestyler to someone who had an incredible pen. Her pen game was crazy versus Lady J. So, hey, listen, man, they quarantined together. She made the jump. She switched up from a freestyle to an incredible writer. So, absolutely, the chaotic one can switch up from overwriting to taking out all the trimming the fat and delivering the content that he needs to get to that second round. Absolutely.
Woo! We should go to the other side of the bracket.
The left side of the bracket.
How y'all feel about Fonz and J. Crew?
It's another match.
Battle game.
It's another match that I'm not happy about in the first round. These are two guys that I would love to see be successful in this tournament, or at least reach... second, third round, semis, conference, finals here. And it's another Spurs and Clippers. Like, it's a game 7 first round series that I would have loved to see later on.
I don't know why they match these two guys versus one another in this first round. I mean, listen, man. These guys are incredible. Dope as hell. Two of the more unique punches that I've seen out there. I mean, just poised, pens on point, delivery on point, realism on point. For this to be in the first round is a man, I can't believe this, man. I can't believe this.
I'm a double down on Vlad's point. All they had to do was switch Your Honor and Jay Kruger, and then you got two good matchups.
That is it.
They didn't have to do this in a first round. Just like Real Sick and Jay the Nightwing. Switch him with Big Han. Give Real Sick Brooklyn Hans. Throw Big Han at Jay the Nightwing. Call it a day.
Big Han. Facts,
big
right?
Big Han, Big Han. I don't know. I mean, two N's makes me want to sound it out weird. All that shit. Hands, hand. Maybe I should have, you know, if I heard it more, I probably would know how to say it.
No, it's Big Hand versus Brooklyn Hands. Now, but Fonz and Kruger, man, this is tough, yo.
That being said, I'm edging Jay Kruger one time for the one time.
Oh, man, I'm out here in Cleveland. I'm fucking with Fonz, yo. I feel like he's had some more experience, has been on, you know, a couple of BLs, did the damn thing, figuring it out. And feel like he's hungry. I feel like he's been feeling like he's been left out. Like, I feel like he hasn't been getting no shots. He ain't been getting the plates that he needs to get. And his skill level is there. You know, he's a grown-ass man, dog. You know what I mean? And I feel like this might be his time. Whoever wins this, it's literally going to be by a razor, by a paper's edge. Like, I'm rolling with Fonz just by a couple of decimal points.
Yeah, that's why I have both these guys like in the bubble, because it's such a difficult match for each other that like any of these guys could win. I'm actually very shocked that the public right now is favoring Kruger more than Fonz, but I guess it's, you know, recency bias. Vlad, Kruger's in their face a little bit more. Fonz a little bit more quiet, and they both have the style that can carry them a long way. Like, I can easily see these guys winning three rounds. Like, that's their ceiling. That's their ceiling in this tournament. Like, they can easily win three rounds. But because they're pinned against each other, there has to be a winner and a loser. I feel like Fonz is that one of those talents is undervalued, underutilized, underrated. And honestly, if we're talking just fundamental skill, there's not a lot of guys that's as good as him. He's like a hybrid of Big Cannon and Old Red mixed together. And he's very
mixed with a little ad, yeah, also.
And guess what, Vlad? One of our favorite things, fresh legs. Less than 20 battles.
Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The pen is fresh. I'm going to edge Fonz, but if Kruger wins, I'm not upset, nor am I shocked.
Yeah, the only thing I'm upset about is them having to battle one another in the first round. That's the only thing I'm upset. This is a potential classic right here, man.
Agreed.
Easy to block Captain and Don Marino. Now, stylistically, I've seen a lot of people saying that this could be one of the best battles of the first round. It could be really debatable. It could be really close. I am not in agreement of that. Easy is skilled. I agree with Dylan. He's not as explosive. And because Don Marino is so experienced and just has all the right tools and resources, I can't envision a world where he doesn't at least get through two rounds in this tournament.
I'm rolling with France just to you know, keep that the ball rolling. I'm, you know, I've already, you know, kind of made my peace. I think Don Marino gets through this round, and he'll have a fight on him in the next round as well. I think both, you know, neither one of these are going to be easy, but I think he's got, you know, he's well equipped to get.
I know Vlad may have some reservations about Don Marino because he's been critical in the past, but
for this first round though, I'm rolling with.
I want to say this. Just think of the resources he has. I mean, like, I understand being NWX. I'm not saying, like, everybody's running together. But just being in that circle, you just instantly level up. We've seen Profilini and Don Marino 2 weeks ago, Vlad. Both those guys have sharpened up their delivery. And guess what? Profilini was introduced to NWX from a tournament and being second place in the tournament. He went to the finals of the draft night tournament. So Profilini is no stranger to tournaments. NWX in general is no stranger to tournaments. DNA has won a tournament. T-Top won a tournament. Profilini's coming the second round. Like, if there's anybody to bet on, is these guys.
Oh, I hear you, player. Listen, man, I'm not objecting to none of this. I'm rolling with the Don first round, player. I'm rolling with
I felt you zagging. I felt you zagging for a little bit.
Nah, I wasn't zagging, man. I was zigging, brother. I was zigging.
All right. Brooklyn Hand and Big Hand. Again, the fact that any of these guys are going to advance to the next round is something that I'm not I'm not happy about, honestly.
I'm just going to say Brooklyn Hans and Hans.
Yeah, Hans, Brooklyn Hans. Yeah, he's the Dutchman, Brooklyn Hans.
Hey, man, I'm rolling. Who are you voting for?
Brooklyn Hans.
Well, here's the thing, right? We've
versus Manos Grande.
We've seen a few Brooklyn Hans battles already, and he's somebody that's a little late to the party. Obviously, he was around the first wave of URL and decided to battle nearly a decade later. And he's battling guys like G-Lo, and it's just like, what am I getting out of Brooklyn Hands exactly? You know, like I get the
strong delivery.
I get all of imagery, I guess, but I mean,
believability.
Hey, I don't know what you're getting out of it, man. But I don't care. That's the thing. Like, I don't care. But I don't want to see
No, Vlad. Like, he's not a style. I'm not saying like I don't like his style. I don't like his style for a tournament. Like, what am I really?
I hear you. Okay. You bringing it back now.
Hold on, real quick. Everybody we're talking about is just in the context of this tournament. All these guys are talented. They're great individual. They're all original. I'm just thinking of the 16 man bracket we have here.
Yeah, for four battles. Oh, I feel you.
Yeah, 3 rounds, 4 battles, man. Like,
I know, but we only talking about the first round for right now, though. Like you said, we got to bring it back. We're only focusing on the first round, Brooklyn Hans versus Manos Grande. And I got to go with Brooklyn Hands on this one just for the first round.
Wait. Where are you from? In New York?
Oh, I'm from Brooklyn.
I feel like a lot of the judges are going to have the same taste. They're just going to be from Brooklyn. And they just can't go wrong and go against Hands.
We don't even know who the judges are.
Can you lock Hands in for a round? Can we all agree to this? Is he going to terrify the judges? Is he going to give them a strong face?
You stupid,
man. I hope so.
Word, man. I mean, Big Hands, man. I mean, he got sent out of here by Snake Eyes a while back. Haven't seen him back on the scene. I don't know what. Why couldn't I guess Truefo already battled Brooklyn Hands, but they could have threw Truefo in this competition, man, and mixed around the whole thing. But
Truefo, him and Cuban
Truefo and Cuban. I don't think they battled one another.
I don't think so. But
absolutely. But for this round, though, man, I'm gonna give it to Brooklyn Hands. And that's about it.
I mean, I won't lie though. Big Hand being inactive for so long, ring rust could be a factor. But of course, because we haven't heard him in so long, there is that whole, oh, we forgot how good you could be. You know, there's that big shock. There's that big value there. So he can easily steal a round. And if he finds a way to just adapt a little bit, if he's studying the game tapes, this is his battle to win. But I think you just pound for pound, aggression for aggression, like Hands is not gonna lose. Big Brooklyn Hands. He's not.
I was gonna say which hands.
Brooklyn Hands is just, you can count him in for the next round. Like it's almost a guarantee in my opinion. Like, this is just a conspiracy. We're gonna see Big Hands and Ace Amin in the second round.
Oh man, that's gonna be interesting.
Okay. All right. So speaking of Ace Amin and Bad News.
Hands over hands.
Ace Amin and Bad News to close off the right side of the bracket. That's another match that I'm kind of upset that it's so early, because I like Bad News a lot, and I would love to see Bad News kind of get his flowers from time to time. Like, he, honestly, you think of bullpen, people will instantly think of Loso, but Bad News is right there. And if you put the resumes on paper, Bad News is probably really the logo of bullpen more than Loso. He's the only one with a million view battle there. He's got a better resume than Loso there, at least, you know, on paper. I'm just saying, there's an argument to make that, you know, the league could belong. Could belong to Bad News. If not, it's a two-man league. You know what I mean?
I think it's definitely a two-man league, but I don't know if. Yeah, it's a two-man league for sure. He's definitely right.
I mean, he him and Loso, they already went head-to-head.
Vlad, we just seen Bad News in person. real intimate. And honestly, let's be honest, right? Bad News and Twerk was a battle that if you put it on paper, if you put a poll out, I'm sure it's going to be 80-20. Everybody's going to favor Twerk in every single category of battle rap. And even Twerk said, I want to make an example out of you. And when you hear something like that, you just feel like, is Twerk coming to really get one off Bad News? And in that first round, not to divulge too much, but in that first round, it felt like Bad News was going to just lose the battle clearly. And the next two rounds, you could tell he rode his ass off. So, like, there's this level of effort and work ethic he has that when he really puts his mind into it, his skill set is limited, but his heart isn't. You know what I mean?
Facts. That is a fact. Yo, he did damn good versus Twerk, and the Twerk who actually gave a damn about the battle and came to battle. Like, he came to shut him down. Like, he came to do his damn thing. He brought his whole arsenal, his kit of haymakers, explosions, and all that. And Bad News survived the battle, man. He did his thing. He wrote well. And in person, if you're watching these guys in person, you're like, yo, this dude was dope. You know, he's had his ups. He's had his downs. He had his moments where I felt like, you know, the performance could have been underwhelming, or the writing just wasn't completely there. Or I'd like to say, you know, sometimes you get some empty haymakers, you know, you're like, oh man, you delivered it like it's a haymaker, but the bar just didn't hit like that, bro. But as of late, man, he's been piecing it together. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah. I still might be edging Ace just cause he has that ceiling that we still don't know what Ace could be. And at some point in time, you have to say to yourself, what Ace has to eventually get it down pack, right? But he can't choke all the time, and he's going to break that stigma. Is this where he breaks it? Can you count him in for 12 rounds? I'm not sure you pencil him in for 12, but I think you could pencil him in for the first six.
Yeah, I mean, this battle is kind of, I flip-flopped on it a couple of times. I don't like it in the first round either. I don't know. I think the same thing with Jay. I can't trust Ace for 12 rounds, so I was thinking about sliding with Bad News, but I think, yeah.
Well, remember, this is after the first round.
I hear you, Vlad.
This is only for this battle.
We're just talking the ceiling of like how far.
And then, you know, I get caught up with how far they can make it versus, you know, what are they going to do this round? And I think Ace is actually going to take this, so I'm going to side with Ace. Whether or not he makes it past the next round, that shouldn't, you know, be too difficult.
Yeah, this battle was a tough battle for me to call. You know, as you go with data, you go with what you've seen, you go with the eyeball test and all that. All of those things are telling me that Bad News should edge this battle. But I feel like, you know, as we were talking about, if it goes for 12 rounds, can't necessarily trust Ace. But I feel like for this first round, in particular, that he's going to connect the dots and put it all together. And I feel like he's going to skate out of the first round with this one by an edge, by a nose hair. You feel me? So I know I've talked a lot about Ace, and I've said a lot, and I've been very opinionated, but I feel like he can put it together and in this style edge out this battle in the first round versus Bad News.
Who do you guys think is a lock to make it to the second round? Like, count it in, guaranteed, I will see you in the second round. I will see you in the semifinals.
I got Squeako.
Don Marino.
For Squeako's sure. Your lock. Dylan, Don Marino. Your lock?
I really don't have much more than that.
I want to make Kid Chaos my lock, but
I
can just Brooklyn Hands.
A lock is tough though, because when you say a lock, it's like there's nothing the other guy can do at all.
I'm teetering between Kid Chaos or Brooklyn Hands being my lock, because Brooklyn Hands and Ace Amin is. Listen, the conspiracy gods are going to make it happen. I can just see that battle happening. And when that battle happens, people are going to come back to this podcast like, whoa, whoa, what'd you know, France? I don't know anything. I just know how this game works.
Oh, man. But they're going to be hitting you over the doo 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 doo.
They're going to be like, hey, man, I need some tournament picks. You know what? Sign me up for Kid Chaos. He's a lock. Sign me up for Kick Cass. He's a lock. Mm. And sign me up for Brooklyn Hands. He's a lock. Give me both those. I'll take it. Parlay it into whatever you want to do. I'll cash in on both.
Spoken like a true degenerate. Yeah, man. Well, broken this bracket down, fellas. The first round. I can't wait for this tournament to get underway. We need something like this. We've been calling for it. They've listened to us. We may not like how the tournament has been seeded. Could have took some more time and made it a little bit better. But it is what it is. That's beyond our control. We just got to roll with it. And listen, we got a tournament. So
hey, I'm excited, man. I can't wait.
Hey, I posed the question, who's a lock? I want to pose a counter question. Who will be the most shocking guy to get out the first round for you?
That's your specialty, you know. Stir it up a little bit, you know, get the people talking. You've been setting me up this whole episode, but we'll talk about it off. We'll talk about it off air.
I might have to roll with Easy.
You'll be most shocked if Easy gets out the first round.
Don should not lose in the first round. If Chico loses in the first round, it's going to look ugly. He's going to have to answer the DNA, Keyshawn, official.
He's going to look wild. Yells.
When he goes back to Homestead, they're going to go, what's happening? Then he's, you know, it's going to be bad. Don, you cannot lose in the first round, bro. Like, you can't. You got a whole crew to answer to. They're going to hold your feet to the fire, too, if you lose in the first
round. They might kick him out the group.
What about you, Franz?
Wait, what about you, Dylan?
They're going to deport his ass?
Who would surprise you the most to get out the first round?
I mean, Vlad said Easy. I think he's up there for sure. I think Your Honor, actually. I want to say the hands, both the hands, I think, are. I would be shocked if they got out the second round, but for the first round purposes, Your Honor, I think, is my next biggest underdog next to Lou Castro. But I think Your Honor, just with the inconsistency purposes, is a. Yeah, I got him as my shocked.
Your Honor. Yeah, for me, it's Lou Castro. Obviously, if my lock is Kid Chaos, I'll have to counter it, you know. I'll be really shocked if Lou Castro beats Chaos.
I mean, I like Lou Castro. I was actually a big Lou Castro fan. Shocked? So, I mean, yeah, he'd be saying shit word, like that. Man. And just like, I'm like, nah, man, I don't know. I don't like that word, you know, like
wrong. Guys, we're all in the opinion business. You know how this works. We're in the opinion business. You make a take and you live and die with your ship. And then you always have a little out, so that way when it loses, you find a way to double back.
Hey, I hear you, but I'm just saying on wax, I'm not agreeing with it. You can have that.
So look,
I will be Shannon Sharp right now. You can go ahead and be Skip. I'm not vibing.
Vlad, if I have one guy as a lock, I have to have right, the
but,
other guy.
You know, Vlad shock. Took my opposite, so I had to pick. You know, I picked somebody else who was a little weaker link.
Did we just we low key create a little segment locks and
shock?
Hey, I like it.
Have to copyright that real quick.
I'm with it. I'm with that.
This tournament is dope, man.
It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be exciting.
I think this won't settle in for real until we get past the first round, and we're down to our last eight guys, and we're like, oh, we're in the semis now. You know, because you know, you guys know the April come around, NBA playoffs come around, the first round, you're just like, you know, you skimming through some of the matches, you having fun, but it's not until it's the semis.
Yeah, well, like, next will be the quarterfinals, then the semifinals, and then the finals.
No, there were, well, this...
Man.
I know. Yeah, you're right.
I made the bracket.
Yo, what would be crazy is if they... Wow, they're probably not going to stream this. They're probably going to save it for the app gang. drop them one at a time. But I think it would be way more exciting.
I would love. I would pay. I would pay.
Eight battles live. I would stream all day. Sit around all day.
Man, do caffeine live? You know, little bullshit's getting ready for it. I would be down.
Hey, is there any concern that the first round happens is pre-recorded and the news falters before the content releases? And we.
That's I think that's their biggest risk. Yeah,
that's absolutely risk. A fact, man. That's their biggest risk because, you know, you're leaving it down to, oh, don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Okay. How far does
that go? Hey, listen, this is how you know technology listens to you. I got a message from my phone. You know, I got the Poshmark app, and so it sends like little advice to you from time to time. Mm-hmm. It says, may luck be on your side today.
Yikes. That's crazy. You know,
we're talking all this gambling shit.
Black Mirror. No, man, but yeah, because you got the judges.
You got a battler.
You got this.
Yeah, and you got a battler that wants to brag. A battler that wants to brag about advancing to the next seat, you know, to the next stage of the tournament, and they can't do that until their battle drops, and you guys will see who won, and somebody's gonna be pissed off. Like that just doesn't make sense.
See, because with UFF, right, it was closed setting. They all recorded it, and they released it on TV. But for some reason, they just did a good job where it didn't leak.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, BET contract's a little more ironclad.
But then again, Vlad, 6-7 years ago, social media didn't explode the way it Facts. Went now, I guess.
Facts. Yeah, I mean, I guess if they did it once, they could do it again, you know. But I just think right now, man, it'd be a great time. Be a great time to get those app subscriptions up. Do it live.
Well, can't wait. Ultimate Madness. We will be bringing you all Ultimate Madness content all around. You know, we're going to talk about the first round. Second to first round is done. We're going to have our second round predictions and locks and shocks. And a whole bunch more to come around.
Yes, sir, man. Before we get out of here, France, the people want to hit us up, email us. letstalkbattlerap@gmail.com. Any questions, any inquiries, whatever, holla at us. We want to hear from you. You know, you can follow the show on YouTube, Let's Talk Battle Rap Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, at LTBR Podcast. Follow me at Program V. And Dylan, where can they follow you at, player?
At King Snowflake, 2 E's on everything, man. Y'all go ahead and, you know, follow us for all of our content predictions, whatever the case may be.
And log on to letstalkbattlerap.com. Peace.